There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
What up with you? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're great. We're a day away from the NFL draft. We're hours away from more NBA playoff games. So I think life generally kind of picking up pretty good. You know, like these sports times, doing a sports show and there's no sports to talk about. We got lots of sports. Real games and then the building of teams in the NFL draft. We got a lot of that to come. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. Hope you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Dallas Turner, who's a former All-American linebacker. I mean, he's going to forever hold that moniker of being the last, one of the last captains of Nick Saban's last team at Alabama. The star linebacker will join us a little bit later on this hour. Let's get to the midway.
Stuck in the middle with you.
It's time for
Stuck in the Middle.
The Midway.
The Midway, middle of the show, middle of the day, middle of the week, right? Hump day, what? Let's get over that hump. All right, we need some suggestions here on Midway. Sam?
Well, we can talk about your favorite moments from the NFL drafts of the past. And we can also talk and or Caitlin Clark signing an 8-year, $28 million Nike shoe deal.
So I just need to correct the record here. Doug asked Sam if he had any Midway ideas, and then Sam proceeded to plagiarize my ideas.
That's
let's
right.
Let's make sure that that's clear.
I was just trying to keep the segment flowing.
Did you hear that, Doug?
Yeah, what Sam reminds me of is as a kid who comes off the court and says, man, I didn't get any shots today. Doug and Jason took all the shots. Like, we threw you the ball and said, do what you want with it, and you dribbled five times off your foot. And now we went back on defense.
That sums up my basketball skills, Doug.
Yeah. Muncy, do you have a midway suggestion?
I like either of those. I was prepared for either of those.
Okay. What is the hook on the Caitlin Clark thing there, Jay?
I love talking about Caitlin Clark. I love talking about it because she's such a polarizing person for whatever
reason.
Why
is she polarizing?
She's right in the middle of this political racial divide, and I just like talking about it. It's great. I think it makes for compelling radio. She just signed that Nike deal yesterday. And it's just, I never get sick of talking about it. I think there is a Caitlin Clark fatigue that is kind of setting in, but I can never stop talking about that. But the one about the NFL draft is this. Another polarizing guy, Dove Kleiman on Twitter. Everyone knows Dove Kleiman. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a made-up name. He does a lot of NFL content. And a lot of NFL experts hate him because he often misappropriates what they're trying to do. But anyways, Dove Kleiman had a great one. He's like, my favorite image in the history of the draft is this. And then he put up a video of C.D. Lamb sitting at home.
And taking the cell phone from the girlfriend.
His girlfriend takes one of his cell phones. And he grabs it right away. And as men, we all know what he's dealing with in that moment. I thought that was... I also agree. That might be my favorite image of all time.
Ooh, and, I don't know.
So
I
let's mean, talk about it.
Well, you also have... what's the lineman who's with the Dolphins now? Who had the gas mask on with smoking
Tunsil?
Weed?
Is
yeah,
it
Laramie
Tunsil?
Those are like the only two I remember, though.
How about when it was 2020 and because of the pandemic and Bill Belichick had his dog Nike just sitting in his chair?
Pandemic stuff was fun, man.
That was good.
That was good. Pandemic stuff was fun.
That's what I remember the most.
Roger Goodell eating like 8 pounds of M&Ms throughout the course of the night and admitting so.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of M&M?
Peanut.
Peanut?
Peanut.
What about, you know they have all these other new, like...
Peanut butter-filled M&M's.
Peanut butter-filled M&M's.
Better than Reese's Pieces, in my opinion.
Oh, that's a hot take.
That is a hot take. Well, Reese's Pieces doesn't have chocolate in it.
Right, it's just a candy shell with peanut butter. Yeah.
Which is weird, because Reese's Peanut Butter Cups do have chocolate in it.
Right, yeah.
Solid point. I actually think that I had the peanut butter M&M's last night.
So
those
good.
Are really good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Literally amazing. Literally amazing. I'm going to go with Caitlin Clark just to keep Jason happy.
Okay.
All right, so Jay, so what's interesting about this?
And we actually have a couple of pretty good perspectives here. We have a woman, and we have an Iowa graduate who tends to get long-winded about things, so we'll keep him in check. Caitlin Clark signs a Nike deal yesterday, and the scuttlebutt around this whole thing is... Why does she deserve that much money, a record deal for a female sports athlete, basketball player, when the WNBA has been around for 25 years and Nike has never given them the kind of deal? Anybody in the sport, the kind of deal that Caitlin Clark gets. Why is she most deserving, guys?
I think it's interesting how they came upon that number.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's supposed to be up to 28, right? Which means they got to hit a couple markers with shoe sales, whatever.
And so, she will, by the way.
She will. And again, I think she will. I also think that there's some ways in which, I don't want to say cheating, but you can, if they make him the team shoe, that's what Sabrina Ionescu's deal is. Like, she's the team shoe for all these teams. So you have to, when you buy Nike shoes, you have to buy those.
Mm.
You know? The only other one would be, would they give her the Mambacitas? Would they give her the Kobe's? Because now they have Kobe's back on. You know, they own all the Kobe's. They're going to come out with new Kobe's. Do they make Caitlin Clark's the new Gianna Bryant shoes or whatever? That would be an interesting pairing. So it's also not Jordan Brand, which I know is technically Nike, mm-hmm. but it's a different company. And so she's not Jordan Brand. So she won't be wearing Air Jordans. She might get Air Jordans, but they're not part of the deal. They're not considered Nike, per se, even though they are Nike. Anyway, go ahead, Monty. What do you think?
When I read this and I saw what other offers like, you know, Adidas or like Under Armour and others had offered her, Nike knew what they were doing. That's why Nike's offer was significantly bigger than the others. And it's not just because she is worth it, but I've read like the last couple of years that Nike sales, like Jordan sales, have kind of like maybe not gone down, but they've kind of just flatlined a little bit. And so they knew that she was going to bring excitement to the brand. So no, they knew what they were doing. I mean, they knew she was worth it, but also they did it because they needed something new. They needed something with a splash. Jordans aren't as big as they were at one point. Like, Dunks are now, you know, what people are going for. Dunks more than like...
Well, they make... Here's where Nike is a super smart business, okay? So when you have the molds already made, okay, that's what costs them so much money, is to create these molds. These molds are 30, 40 years old, and they don't have to change them at all. So there's no R&D, there's no molds. And then, now when you're selling everything off your own website, there's no middleman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're making money hand over fist. Hand over fist. But I also... The point you pointed out, which is a really good one, I don't know if Jordan sales have plateaued. But I was told from somebody who works at Nike that they don't keep anything that doesn't make 12% more per year.
Interesting.
So if the question is ever asked, why doesn't Asia, what's her last name, Wilson, have a shoe?
Mm-hmm.
They obviously didn't think they could hit that number.
Yeah.
They just didn't. That's it. They legit don't care. You know? Mm-hmm. It's a business.
Yeah.
We got to make business in order to make business. Sam, what do you think?
Yeah, staying on that, it's a business. I really just getting into the race stuff, it just tires me out. It exhausts me and it kind of bores me. She's not only appealing to basketball fans, she's appealing to a lot of kids. Okay, if you can grab the attention of 8, 10, 12, 15 year olds, 20 year olds, that's the next generation you're investing in.
Sure.
To buy shoes. So she's got the respect of a lot of hoopers, and she's got the attention of a lot of young people who like her as an athlete, and they're going to go out and buy her shoes. She's, when you set records like this, whether it's viewing, attendance, you get maybe the special treatment. All right. Taylor Swift, I'm sorry, but when you're calling it the Eras Tour and you've only really been around for like 17 years, but look at how successful that was. It's not like you've been around for 30 years and like, here's the reunion tour. And
what's the Eras Tour mean?
Well, it's her different eras of her albums, but she's only been around for less than 20 years. So it's not like it's like a long 30, 40 year career, but she is so popular that she can do something like that and people are going to gobble it up. So this is a business decision by Nike. She deserves it, and it's going to pay off for Nike because they're going to sell a lot of those shoes.
My issue with, Jason, with anybody who said, hey, these shoe companies are racist or whatever, sexist, like, look, do you not think that Adidas is sitting there going, like, how can we make more money? And Puma's sitting there going, how can we make more money? And Reebok is sitting there going, how do we make more money? And Under Armour's like, man, we were killing it about 20 years ago. How do we make more money? So, signature shoes are hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zion was incredibly popular coming out. He made Duke likable. Hard to do. Okay. And he still has shoes, and they're cool shoes. But nobody's talking about them. People aren't. It's not. There's not a buzz to them. They're not running off of shelves. Why? Because Zion. It's been a weird couple of years here with him in the NBA. So I would say that's probably the same thing with Caitlin, to be honest. Is, again, they'll do some things to help her out. They'll make it the team shoe or they'll link it to Mamba's or whatever. But at the end of the day, like if she's just okay 5 years in, the shoe will go away. That's what'll happen. Or they'll make it and we won't be much fanfare. If not, I agree. I mean, like, look, this is a happening. This is a thing. You're trying to capitalize on it. It's like Lynn's sanity with more substance. And, you know, get that profit while you can. I'll be interested to see how it plays out, how it lasts. You know, what happens if she goes to the Olympics and doesn't play that much? Because she's not one of the five best players in the world yet.
That's a hot take right there.
I don't know enough about women's basketball, but I'm just guessing she's not as good as the pros. That's why the pros.
The Midway.
Of my many pushbacks to people that have a problem with this, or if you're a person of color and you've gone on Twitter over the last 7 days and said, what about the other WNBA players? This is racist. My main pushback to that is you're talking about Nike, who they took a massive risk when they signed Colin Kaepernick to the deal they did when they did. They basically told their market that if you don't believe in these politics, you could choose not to buy our shoes. And for me, that's a major risk for a company like that. And you could almost say that Nike's taking a risk now. I think having a Caitlin Clark shoe is so polarizing that maybe you're going to get a segment of the population not buy your shoes because you chose her. So there is a risk involved, I think. But I would never say that they were racist. I think that they are provocative and polarizing on purpose. And we've been talking about Nike for a week and it's worked. Right?
It's a great point. It's a great point. Yeah, I'm interested because one thing Caitlin Clark's done a really good job of is not saying anything interesting. It's she's
not being controversial.
She's kind of going Derek Jeter on us a little bit, and I think it's really smart. Like, don't engage in the transgender politics stuff. Don't talk about women's rights. I wouldn't get into race. The other thing that's really interesting to me is, like, people who say they want women's sports to be pushed forward are often the same people that are pushing back against this. Right? This is a little bit of what Jason was getting into. And, you know, it's like, look, if you want more women's shoes, you know what your best course of action would be? Buy her shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Buy her shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, look, I mean, that's really what Sabrina's shoe was. Like, Sabrina's shoe is so cool.
I just bought a pair.
Right? But, I mean, you have...
You bought a pair of the Inesque shoe?
Yeah, I did.
But they're so cool that middle school and high school boys will order them.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate sign up.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're like, I'm not order a girl's shoe.
Nope. Right? They don't look at it like that.
You got to do the size adjustment. Size and a half, right?
It is size and a half.
Size and a half. Got to do the size adjustment thing. But dudes will buy a girl's shoe if it's cool enough, mm-hmm. and Sabrina's shoe is cool enough. Make it that cool. And if you're one of these supporters, you know, it's like, hey, why don't we have more women with shoes? Okay, well, it starts with a shoe. Buy those shoes. Eventually, they'll figure it out.
The Midway.
That's the Midway. That's the Midway. Sam, good job there. Not too long-winded. We're good. We're 30-second bits. 30 seconds.
Thank you.
I'm teasing you because we can.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is really infuriating. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Texas A&M has $279 million in revenue in sports. Okay. So on three, website says Texas A&M is laying off. I don't know what that is.
Doug.
What?
I need to interrupt this. I need to interrupt you here because we only have a minute to get this in. It is 4:24 p.m. Eastern time right now. It's the only time in the history of man that we are going to be able to celebrate 4:24.
On 4:24?
On 4:24:24. 4:24:24 at 4:24. I wanted to celebrate that. We'll never get that back. Smartass Big Mike said, well, what about 30:24? And I said, the world's supposed to end at 2045. Like, we're supposed to run out of resources by 2045. So
it's not
even worth being a smartass about.
Are we really supposed to run out of resources then?
Was that?
Are we really supposed to run out of resources then?
That's not very far. I mean, I plan to be alive. I hope that things are still okay, but Jason's got me worried now.
No, according to experts, yeah, and it's irreversible. But I did want to celebrate a moment in time. 424.
I love that you just broke that news to us. We're all going to die by how many years?
2045. So what was that? 21 years?
21 years?
Yep.
Okay.
Do everything you want to get in. Skydive, bungee jump, get all that stuff off your bucket
YOLO.
List.
YOLO.
Why is skydiving and bungee jumping on people's like bucket list? Like there's so many other very safer and cool things to do. I would not, running of the bulls, as I have no desire to run.
Yeah, that one I have no idea. You're right. That one's not in the category.
It's not? It's in every category. It's in that exact same category.
No,
I'm
just saying that I think skydiving and bungee jumping are just badass things to do. Like the running of the bulls is just stupid. You're an idiot.
I mean, jumping out of a plane voluntarily is kind of a stupid thing. It may feel good as an adrenaline rush, but it's kind of a... Planes were invented to take us from one place to another faster than we can get there with cars.
It's National Bucket List Day. What's number one on your bucket list, Doug?
Ooh.
The one thing you need to get done before it's over. Well, Doug, thanks. Sam, Monty?
I want to see the Northern Lights.
Seen them.
That's a good one.
Flex.
I was like 13. I was in Alaska.
Okay.
I would like to
see them. Sorry, not from Alaska. I want to, you know, go to some place like where Iceland.
Yeah. Greenland.
Yeah.
Well, you're like picking out like there's
because there's different places you can see them from.
Sure.
Right? Yeah.
Sure. I mean, they're all northern. You know.
Right. Right.
That's the Northern Lights. okay. What about you, Sammy?
With the remaining whatever time I have left on this planet, if it's 21 years. I'd like to maybe not, you know, risk whatever time I have left. I'd like to go to Liguria, Italy. That's where pesto was invented and eat some of the finest pesto ever made.
Oh, my God. Can I go with you?
You guys ever watch Stanley Tucci's Searching for Italy? I love that show, and I want to go to Italy and eat all that pesto. Yes, Monty, please come with.
Let's go. Yeah. We'll wear our Iowa shirts.
Yeah. Oh, yours is coming today, by the way.
Yeah.
I think so. That's what they tell me. Tracking that package. Liguria, Italy.
I would like to, you know what I'd like to do? I would like to go to Europe with no schedule.
Nice. Yeah.
Just get one of those, like, those passes, you can take the trains and just Euro pass.
I haven't been on a European trip in a long time, but I kind of just like to go. Got to have somebody with you to go, you know, but go. Kind of down on the African safari I always wanted to do. I do want to see the sloths in Costa Rica.
Oh,
there's
awesome.
There's a place you can go to Costa Rica and they just, you've been there?
Yeah, I am Costa Rican. And yes. I was born there.
Sloths
I have my entire family is there.
This is all news to me. This is all new breaking information. Do we have breaking news?
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news.
Yes. Born in Cartago. But yeah, they have sanctuaries in certain places of Costa Rica and you could see sloths. They're crazy.
Hmm. They're crazy?
Like crazy looking. Slow.
Like, they just look fake.
They're
it's like, cute. This is, they look
they're
fake.
Very cute.
Do they smell?
I don't remember thinking that they smelled. I don't remember that.
Who's anti-sloth ever?
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio, and a name that I don't think there's any doubt you will hear very early on tomorrow night is that of Dallas Turner. He's a linebacker from Alabama, and he joins us to the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Dallas, how are you?
I'm blessed. Highly favored.
That's awesome. You're working with Old Spice this weekend, okay? So this is the big question. When you go Old Spice, are you all Old Spice head to toe, right? Because you can do the body wash, you can do the body spray, or you can just do, you know, for the pits, you can just do the deodorant and the antiperspirant. How all in on Old Spice are you actually?
I'm actually 100% into Old Spice, you know, more than 50% of the guys worry about body odor and, you know, just stuff beyond their pits and armpits, you know, things where things get stinky up. But, you know, especially me going into the NFL, you know, no one wants to be a rookie, you know, who smells all musty and stinks.
Sure.
But, you know, Old Spice just came out with the new total body deodorant that has my back, you know, going into the season and going into my rookie year and stuff like that. You know, it has me ready for anything. So
yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah, that's big. You can't be the stinky. What's the stinkiest of the position rooms?
The old lineman, D-line.
No doubt. No doubt, right?
It's probably the D-lineman.
The D-lineman are worse?
Yeah, the D-lineman are staying bad.
Yeah.
Like some old line, like they'll try and be clean off the field and stuff like that, but like D linemen don't try at all though. It's more a little more barbaric.
You were obviously super highly touted coming out of Florida, St. Thomas Aquinas, and then you go to Alabama. And when you go to Alabama, I'm sure that Coach Saban told you, you know, if you just do what we ask you, you're going to be a first-round draft pick, right? Everybody says that. What's it like to have that actually come to fruition? Like, all of that hard work, because, you know, you've been around this thing a long time. Every field you were ever on from high school on, especially in Fort Lauderdale, everybody thinks they're going to league. What's it like to actually be going to league in the first round?
I mean, it's for real, for sure. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. But I'll never forget when I had an Optimist coach when I was in Lily, when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old. So after practice, I brought everybody together, and he was just saying like, oh, like only 1% of this field is gonna go to the NFL. And like just trying to tell us like how the slim chances of it is making it to the NFL. And little did I know I was the one who was going to the NFL the whole time, but like, really, it was just—it's all the expectation with all the investments and all the time and work put into, you know, getting to this point. But you know, it's definitely a blessing that you always got to remain humble and you know, and just embrace it and just be a sponge and just really just enjoy it because you only go through it one time. So
it's a great point. What were you like as a kid? Were you bigger than everybody? You just Deboing people, give me the ball and run over guys?
I was a kid. I mean, it depended like where I was at the time. Like in some places, I might be the biggest kid, the Debo or whatever. But I wasn't a bad kid or nothing like that. But and then some places, I might fit right in, but still be the biggest person. Sure. And the most athletic though.
Sure.
But you know, growing up though, you know, my mom, she always made sure that me and my brother realized that we were different growing up. So it was kind of like that, you know, with going to school to where we play sports at, and even to just like, you know, just the day-to-day life in the house. But really, though, it was, I had a good childhood, though, you know, grew up with both families. I mean, with both my parents in the house, my younger brother, so yeah.
Well, she wanted you to know you were different. What would she do to help you feel different, to help you know that you're different?
Like, as in, like, we went to private schools. We couldn't hang out with everybody else and do what everybody else was doing sometimes. I started doing tours early, like 7, 6 years old, washing dishes.
She kept you on the straight and narrow. Seemed to work out okay.
Yeah, it really did, though.
Yeah.
And then, you know, me, I started working out for sports and training very heavily when I was very young, I'll say that. And I'll say I was a little more experienced with a lot of physical things, with working out to ability and just overall endurance too, you know, just being a little above average when I was a kid. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably a little bit more than above average. You're definitely more than above average right now. Dallas Turner joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. What's it mean to have been a leader and a fixture of Coach Saban's last team?
It's definitely been it was a real pivotal moment and a real pivotal step in my life. Like, I had to grow as a leader and as a player too. And, you know, being a leader, it comes with great responsibilities. You're held to a higher pedestal from people around the whole building, including your peers, but more importantly, your coaches. And so, you know, it was a blessing being a leader, being considered a captain, and having that hand and cleat in the cement, you know, for Coach Saban's last year. You know, it's something that I'll forever be remembered and forever that I'll be in stone, too. But, you know, it was definitely a blessing, you know, got to understand Coach a lot more. I got to really understand, like, his thought process on things and how he just looks as how a team's supposed to be ran and stuff like that. So, you know, I just gained a lot of knowledge from him, especially that last year.
Yeah, he's cheat code. He's a cheat code, and he obviously helped you out a great deal. Where do you see yourself going? Any idea?
I couldn't even tell you. I ain't gonna lie. After, like, you know, like, the mock drafts are the mock drafts, but, like, after I seen really last year's draft kind of, like, you know, kind of made my mind up on, like, okay, anything can happen. You know, with all the trades and stuff like that. For example, like, my good teammate Will, we thought Will was going to the Cardinals at 3, and then Houston had traded up and came and got him. So that was kind of like a wow, anything could happen. But, you know, I can't really set my mind on one team or, like, what specific spot I'm going to go at. But, you know, anything could happen. So, you know, willing to play anywhere.
I'm sure, and everybody will be happy to have you. Okay, what's the draft plans? You going? You staying home? What are you doing?
I'm in Detroit right now, so I'm going to be here. I'm going to have me a little suit on tomorrow night. Be in the green room with the fam.
Who's coming?
My mom, my father, my brother, a couple of my friends, and my auntie and my uncle.
What's your brother like?
He's a basketball player, so he don't play football.
No, I know, but what's he like as a dude?
Oh no, he's quiet, real low key. He might fool you if you don't know him, but if you know him, you know how he really acts now. He is for real, but you know, just average 16-year-old man, just still growing and learning.
Yeah,
and you know,
but he's got to be geeking out at some level, right?
No. He definitely is geeky, you know, but even though we don't play the same sport, you know, he's still enjoying his time, you know, just realizing what's the thing right now.
It's got to be pretty cool for him. Well, listen, our thanks to Old Spice for allowing us to have you on. The best of luck to you wherever you do land. And thanks so much for being our guest on Fox Sports Radio. Congratulations on all this.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com to find a location near you. That's expresspros.com. Monsi Bolaños, let's get to the press.
The press.
All right, Doug. Another one bites the dust in a different way, but still. The reigning National League Cy Young winner Blake Snell has now entered the IL because of an adductor strain. So all season, a very short season so far. We just got started and so many pitchers are getting injured. Now this one is a thigh injury, so not an elbow or shoulder or arm injury, but still another big pitcher injured and we just got going in the season.
Yep.
And they don't even know when he's going to come back.
Nope.
So no bueno.
And Blake Snow, he's a part of the Scott Boras client list. Montgomery, who was another pitcher on Scott Boras' client list, who got signed late in March, he fired Boras because of the negotiated employees this offseason that cost his clients money. He wanted too much. He overestimated the market. And they were left joining their teams 5 to 7 days before opening day. That's going to ruin any pitcher's arm. I would not doubt it if Blake Snell is the next person to fire Scott Boras within the next week.
I think it's going to be interesting. Okay, the market absolutely shifted, and we were like the only show that's kind of covered the change in baseball and how it's going to affect all these different things. But we also don't know what was the energy behind the decision from Boris. Is that just Boris, or is that Boris going like, look, here's the risk, here's the potential reward?
With Bellinger and Montgomery and Snell, I got the feeling reading between the tea leaves that they were not happy with the way Boris went about negotiating. That they could have signed with their teams for the same money, if not more, and for more years if they did it in December or January.
That's fair.
They took these deals late in the game, and I think they're resentful for it.
Well, you will know if they fire Boris. On the other hand, it is important to know he still gets the money from the new contracts, regardless of whether or not he's the agent or not the agent.
Is that right?
Yeah. He negotiated the deal. He gets the money. And many, many have, if you have a contract, they actually get a piece of the next deal as well.
Ugh. Man, I should have been an agent. I missed out. All right, let's move on to Caitlin Clark, not just because Jay Stu loves her, but we have more information on what the Big Three was offering her. This is on TMZ Sports. This is on OutKick. There's a couple of stories that are meshing together for these details. So not only was it a $15 million deal, but they also were going to give her a percentage of team ownership, half of merchandise revenue, and a stake in a Big Three documentary, like total of $15 million. And
the whole package.
The whole package. And Big Three League co-founder Jeff Quintanisson, something like that. Quintanisson. Yeah, sure, that guy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Really says that he's claiming that he does not think the male agents and executives controlling the sport actually told Clark what the contract was. He's also claiming that Adam Silver and the NBA continue to sabotage Big Three, and basically anyone who doesn't join their cause would suffer the consequences. So that he thinks that Caitlin Clark was never really given this deal as an option.
Because it's a stupid deal. She can't play in 3-on-3 against men.
Yeah.
It's just simply a money grab.
Totally.
You know, to bring attention to a league which, it was cool and clever, but it's kind of run through a bunch of different TV networks as well. Like, I don't think it rates particularly well.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the NBA has every right to protect their assets.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
So, they own the WNBA. Why wouldn't they? They also have Summer League. They don't want Pete taking attention from it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right.
Yeah, anyway.
Anything else you wanted to add to it?
Nope.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry. I took the breath as you were done, not as you were going to say more. All right, let's move on to a little NBA. You know, the Lakers let a 20-point lead slip away, but this is what LeBron James, Darvin Ham had to say at shoot-around today.
I mean, obviously, it stung in the film session today, just rewatching it and some of the things we could have did better. But once we got back on the floor, you kind of, you know, got to focus on game three, which is the most important now.
They held serve on their home floor, and we got to try to do the same. And the film session was very revealing of which side of the ball, you know, that we struggled at. We were great defensively. Offensively, there's a lot of shots we wish we could have back. We missed a lot of point-blank layups. But the way we defended, we really defended them at a high level. We just got to continue that.
Do they have a chance, Doug?
Yeah.
They have a chance?
Yeah, probably not to win the series. Win a couple games.
Okay.
Elongate this thing. Make it painful for them. And, you know, the longer it goes, anybody can get hurt. Anything can happen. It is weird, though, right, to get beaten and to go like, yeah, we missed a bunch of easy shots.
Yeah. You yeah.
know? 2 days ago was the refs. Now right. It's easy shots. Like, all right.
That was a crazy shot. It was so good. It was so good. All right. NFL draft is tomorrow. Everybody's been waiting. I wonder who the Bears are going to take. Anyway, Lions head coach Dan Campbell was on 97.1 The Ticket, and he basically said that if their guy is not there, they have pick number 29 in the first round. If their guy, he didn't say who, is not there, they're preparing fans that they're just going to trade out of that first round pick. And he just wants fans to be aware that if that specific guy is not there at 29, they will be trading out of this first round pick.
Okay.
We don't care?
No. No. I like Dan Campbell. I didn't clown him when he did the bite your knees sort of thing, you know, when he got the job, and he's done it. He butchered the playoff game in his decision making. Butchered it. Didn't make any sense of what he was doing. That said, I'm still a Dan Campbell fan. I don't care who the Lions take at 29.
I don't care.
It's going to be so weird to have them drafting that late in the draft. That's probably the only thing worth discussing.
All right. Well, the Lions are also spending a lot of money, Doug. Today, you know, came out, Amon-Ra St. Brown is now the league's highest paid receiver. 4-year, $120 million contract. They're also paying their offensive tackle, Penei Sewell, a 4-year, $112 million deal. That's the largest ever given to an offensive lineman. So, you know, the Lions are preparing for the future.
They are. I still wonder if they're good enough at quarterback. And I think the NFC is very likely to be much better next year. Remember, this is a year where Kirk Cousins went down from Minnesota. It was the first year of Jordan Love. The Bears are going to be better. So I don't know if it's preparing for the future as much as they know their window is now.
Now.
And it's going to be fascinating to see how consistent they can become, because they're obviously better than they've been in a long time, and we think they can be consistent, but you got to stay healthy and get lucky, and then you got to be smart with who you pay.
But there's so many teams right now that feel like their window is also now, you know?
Sure.
It's not just the Lions and what they're doing, but clearly they are happy with what they have. And I agree. The quarterback, I just think... there's a chance he doesn't produce as well as maybe he did, you know, last year. That's all. And that's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
It's the Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, we got a couple games upcoming tonight. Reminder, shortly after the show, if you miss any of today's show, check out the podcast. Plus, we have the podcast only hour, which is really, really good today. And don't we have somebody's going to join us in that show, don't we, right? Joe Alt's going to join us, offensive tackle, Notre Dame. Dad played, of course, for the Chiefs. He'll join us. Miami-Boston, I expect to be closer tonight than it was, but I don't know if it's competitive. New Orleans-Oklahoma City, I'll give you a pick on that in the podcast. In the meantime, download the podcast. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.